I'm Aaron Kling with WKNC 88.1's Eye on the Triangle, and I'm currently speaking with Aaron Sanchez-Guerra and Julia Wall, a journalist and photojournalist respectively for the News and Observer. Aaron is also a technician alum from NC State. How are all you doing?
Doing pretty good today. A little tired?
Same. Yeah, I'm doing well today, thankfully.
Welcome to Eye on the Triangle, everybody. Now, we are here to talk about what is currently happening across the nation. Protests against police violence, which has happened from coast to coast. Now, I know that both of you were on the scene in Raleigh. What occurred there? Can you give us an overview of protests in the wake of shootings by police?
So I arrived late to the event, so I didn't arrive until the tear gas had already been deployed. But before that happened, and Aaron can speak more to this because he was there, there were speakers, there were clergy members, there was some marching around and chanting and demonstrations, as you've seen at a lot of the other protests that have happened since. And it seems to me, based on what another photojournalist said, that once folks started to try and get into the parking deck where the sheriffs are and the Sallyport entrance to the parking deck where sheriffs were, that was when the first round of tear gas was deployed, from what I could tell from other journalists. And like I said, Aaron can speak more to what happened in the couple of hours leading up to that.
It sort of roughly started at 5 o'clock. There were well over 1,000 people downtown, very peaceful. You know, it was so peaceful to the point that a more angrier section of the crowd, they tried to start a chant that involved cursing the police, and it didn't really catch on because people, they didn't want to chant that there were children there. And they started marching like around 6, not an hour after they started marching. And very, very long march that like went, eventually split into different parts of downtown Raleigh. It was the South Salisbury Street that some protesters, according to our photojournalist Travis Long, who was on the scene, were throwing water bottles and cursing out some police officers inside Wake County Sheriff's Office building parking deck. They threw some water bottles and they were cursing at them. But by this point, hundreds and hundreds of riot police were already ready for action. Even while an hour before anything started, the Raleigh Police Department was already standing on the streets and stand guard. And they started throwing out tear gas. They started pepper spray to disperse crowds. Our photojournalist Travis Long was attacked with both of those things. And I climbed to the top of a parking deck overlooking West Davy Street and South McDowell, I believe, at the intersection. And I was able to get a bird's eye view of so many people that were running away from police already because they were dispersing tear gas. It was still broad daylight. It quickly got violent, even though it started so peacefully. A lot of people were perplexed and I think more panicked than anything else very early on into the protests on Saturday.
So were the police holding lines and then individuals started throwing water bottles at them and the police advanced? Or what exactly happened? What was the progression of events there?
Like I said, I wasn't there at that moment in time, but from the footage that I saw, it was maybe an advance of protesters into the area and then the lines and the tear gas started. And from that point on, there were a lot of lines held by the riot gear police throughout the evening. When I arrived on the scene, there were lines being held around the mounted cops on horseback because they were also out. And they kind of got shaken up when the tear gas started flying. And if you've ever been around a horse that's trying to get away from something, it's not a safe thing at all. There were a lot of lines held after that. But once the tear gas flew the first time, then the lines started being held. And there's always a group of folks who are willing to go up to the line and stand at the line and chant at the officers